This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. There's no declared winner yet in the U.S. presidential election. Neither candidate has secured the 270 electoral college votes needed for victory, and votes are still being counted in several states. Wisconsin is one of the states still in play. The race hasn't been called in Wisconsin yet, but Vice President Joe Biden is holding a slight lead over President Donald Trump. In the city of Milwaukee, election workers were counting absentee ballots until the wee hours of the morning. WUWM's Mayon Silver is joining me now to talk about it. Mayon, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Thanks, Joy.
First things first, what do we know about the unofficial results? It's still too close to call across the nation, but what do we know about Wisconsin?
So as of about 8:20, 8:30 when we're recording this, some Wisconsin counties are still counting ballots. President Trump was up by more than 100,000 votes at one point, but then a burst of votes. There were still a lot of absentee ballots to count in some cities. A burst of votes from Milwaukee County at around 4 a.m. when those absentee ballots were finished gave Biden a small lead of about 8,000, and then votes came in from Kenosha and Green Bay, which pushed it up further to about 20,000 votes, but it's still too early to call the race. And I guess at about 8:30 when we're recording this, as I mentioned, Biden is up by less than 1 percentage point.
Yeah, can you break that down a little? What's the lead and where are ballots still being counted in the state?
So there was a change early this morning when absentee ballot counts came in from the city of Milwaukee and from some suburbs within Milwaukee County. Biden won the great majority of the 169,000-some ballots in the city of Milwaukee, and that put him ahead in Wisconsin, like we were mentioning, by about 8,000 votes. The city of Milwaukee is a strong source of votes for Democrats. Then more votes came in from Brown County and Kenosha County, giving Biden an edge of about 20,000 votes. At this time, the results of the election are not known. President Donald Trump falsely claimed victory before the results were in, and challenger Joe Biden is urging patience.
We, of course, have some Democrats in Wisconsin that have already claimed victory. But as you mentioned, the line here is pretty slim. And throughout the election, it's kind of gone back and forth. What are some of the reasons that these leads seem to be changing at times?
Well, that's always possible as state vote counts go on. It just tips back and forth. You count different geographic areas. They have different, they lean different ways. Candidates can win different parts of the states and votes come in at various times. But now in particular, with so much absentee voting, Democrats are typically outperforming Republicans in by-mail voting or, drop-box voting, while the GOP is looking to make up ground in its election day turnout. So that means the early margins between the candidates would be influenced by which type of votes, either early or election day votes, were being reported by the state. So the bottom line is that there's nothing suspicious or unusual about vote counting continuing well after Election Day. In fact, given so much mail-in voting this year, election experts have been predicting we wouldn't have a winner right away. And it's important to note that there are some states where ballots can be received in the days after the election, but Wisconsin is not one of them.
Now, can you give us some background on a recount? What would that look like here in Wisconsin if any side were to want it?
So Wisconsin does not have automatic recounts, even if the unofficial results are extremely close. But state law does allow for the apparent losing candidate to request a recount if the margin is less than 1% between the two candidates. If President Trump loses Wisconsin by fewer than 1 percentage point, he's likely to request a recount or vice versa.
Before the election, a lot of pundits predicted there would be huge turnout for this election. What was turnout actually like?
It's looking like turnout was about 3.2 million, and that was exceeding previous recent presidential elections where the turnout was around 3 million. But what's really notable is that there was seriously record-breaking early voting, whether by mail or in-person absentee ballots, because of the fears of the coronavirus. So in this election, nearly 2 million people voted that way. So, you know, that was a big sea change, because historically most people in Wisconsin like to vote in person on election day, and that wasn't the case in this election. In Milwaukee County in particular, turnout was up slightly from 2016, with about 19,000 more ballots cast in this election.
So up a little bit, at least. Given those numbers, what did polling places actually look like?
There were some long lines in some places, but most sites were very quiet with very short waits. There were efforts to keep voters comfortable and engaged with music or food or coffee. People in some spots and some polling places were handing out masks and sanitizer. There was concern about voter intimidation ahead of the election after President Trump urged his supporters to watch for fraud at polling places, but that didn't really seem to pan out, fortunately. In fact, I did speak with a Republican poll watcher at Riverside University High School, who said he was there to make sure that all the voting processes were followed, from on-site registration to voter ID to the mechanics of voting machines. And he said things were going well at that point in the day.
What about voters? What were they saying?
Voters had a lot of different perspectives. There were Republicans, Democrats, independents, third-party voters. After voting in Brookfield, a man named Brian Engel said his pro-life beliefs helped motivate him to vote.
So I'm a big pro-life position. I'm a big freedom of religion person, and I'm a little nervous that government is putting its hands into religion. And I know the danger of religion getting its hand into politics, but I don't think that's really our problem. So I lean towards somebody who's going to keep our religious freedoms and do what they can do to put an end to abortion, because I see it as a major problem personally.
Nicole Immel voted in Wauwatosa and said she was voting for Biden because he would unify the country.
One of the biggest reasons I came out today is because I feel like currently we don't have a leader that is for all Americans. Yeah. Very divisive. I feel as though I have never felt this much separation amongst everyone in my whole entire life than I have in the last 3 years. So my hope is that we can get back to how it was and how it felt in 2008. Where people came together and wanted the best for all people and not just for a few.
So lots of people did turn out to vote in person. But as you mentioned, even more voted absentee. Can you describe the process to count all of those ballots and how it was different actually in the city of Milwaukee than it was in other places around the state?
Right, so many places around the state are able to count their absentee votes along with in-person votes at polling places, the ballots. But nearly 40 municipalities in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, count all their absentee ballots from every voting ward at a central location called Central Count. So Green Bay and Kenosha and Racine, those cities also count absentee ballots at a central count. In Milwaukee, that's an entire floor in a big vacant warehouse. It's the length of a city block. There, last night and into the early morning hours, maybe a little bit fewer, but for a large portion of the evening, there were about 400 people in that area per shift. It's really spaced out. People work two by two. They're at tables that are 6 feet apart. They had them working at different pods, so they would limit their contact with one another to a total pod of 50 people, but maintaining social distancing, everybody was masked. What they were doing was alphabetizing and sorting ballots that would come in, because they weren't able to open them until 7 a.m. on election day to start counting them, according to state law. So they were alphabetizing, sorting ballots, and then running them through high-speed tabulators. All in all, in the city of Milwaukee, they counted about 169,000 ballots. And, you know, that was one of the things that's being said to have tipped the current vote tally right now to Joe Biden's favor.
Yeah. Well, this is, of course, a big story we'll be following for days and likely weeks to come. Mayan Silver is a WUWM news reporter who's been working tirelessly to cover this election, not just last night, but for the past year, really. Mayan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Lake Effect.
Thank you, Joy.